This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Philippine Defense Secretary says at least 17 people have been killed, 40 rescued in the crash of a Philippine Air Force C-130 aircraft carrying troops in a southern province. The Defense Secretary says rescue efforts are ongoing. He says the aircraft had 92 people on board, including 3 pilots and 5 crew. The rest were Army personnel. Government forces have been battling for a decade's militants in the predominantly Muslim province of Sulu, where the plane crashed Sunday. It is not immediately clear what caused the crash. The military says at least 40 people were pulled from the burning wreckage and were brought to a hospital, and troops are trying to save the rest. Tropical Storm Elsa is battering the southern coast of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, downing trees and blowing off roofs as it speeds through the Caribbean, killing at least 3 people. Storm was centered about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and was swirling west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. It had maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour as the tropical storm, which had been a Category 1 hurricane earlier Saturday, weakened its approach to Cuba. A storm was forecast to hit Cuba next on a path that would take it to Florida. Businesses around the world rushed Saturday to contain a ransomware attack that paralyzed their computer networks. It's a situation complicated in the U.S. by offices lightly staffed at the start of the 4th of July holiday weekend. It's not yet known how many organizations have been hit by demands that they pay a ransom in order to get their systems working again, but some cybersecurity researchers predict it could be one of the broadest ransomware attacks on record, even after a scourge of headline-grabbing attacks over recent months. More.